And as British investigators dig for details in the News Corp scandal, a columnist for the Reuters News Service looked at some financial figures that are already public. News Corp is a publicly traded American company, meaning it must disclose some information about its finances. That includes News Corp's calculation of its profits, as well as its tax bills in the United States and abroad. The lines about taxes drew the interest of the columnist David K. Johnston.
Murdoch's company, News Corporation, made over $10 billion in profits over the last 4 years, and their tax came to $4.8 billion negative. That is, they made $4.8 billion from tax refunds.
Wait. I've heard of people eliminating their tax burden down to zero. General Electric was criticized for getting its tax burden down to zero, but you're saying that News Corporation was actually paid
almost $5 billion, which would increase their profits, if you looked at it that way, by almost 50%.
And I have to clarify this again, because many of us Americans receive tax refunds, but usually that just reduces our total tax bill. How do you get a tax refund that causes you to have a negative tax burden as a corporation?
Well, America has two tax systems, separate and unequal. One is for you and me and the listeners, and we pay each year. But if you're a corporation, you're allowed to reach back, in some cases 20 years, and to carry forward for many years tax losses and tax benefits that smooth out your tax bill. Now, the second thing that Mr. Rupert Murdoch does that's very important is among the 100 largest companies in America, News Corporation ranks third in the number of tax haven subsidiaries. And when you have a tax haven subsidiary, the Cayman Islands, Bermuda, Panama, what you do is you take expenses in the United States, mm-hmm. and then you take the profit in the tax haven where they don't pay a tax on it.
So even though your company is making a profit, you show the IRS that you made a theoretical loss in the United States.
That's right. And what you do is you look to investors like a gold-plated company, and you look to the IRS like you're a moth-eaten failure.
And I wonder if this underlines another basic reality of News Corporation or really any big media conglomerate like this. Isn't this a company that no matter what they do, no matter how they try to play the game, they are very closely entwined with the government and their fortunes are very much dependent on how they deal with the government?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, Rupert Murdoch, for example, has been known to fly opposition leaders like Tony Blair before he became prime minister and other people in his corporate jet to go to resorts and various kinds of events. He goes to birthday parties. He very closely courts the government. When he bought TV stations in America, three different occasions, he got the rules bent in his favor in a way you or I as little guys would never get.
Is there anything illegal, as far as you can tell, in what News Corporation did in order to get billions of dollars from the U.S. and other governments?
Steve, there's absolutely no indication that in the tax area, the News Corporation has done anything that is illegal. And that's the scandal, is that it's legal to do many of these things. Hacking into people's cell phones, interfering in murder investigations, paying off Scotland Yard cops, that's a crime. A whole bunch of crimes. But the tax material, the scandal is the law that they simply exploit brilliantly by hiring really smart people to do it.
David K. Johnston, it's a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you, Steve.
David K. Johnston is the author of the book Free Lunch.